Today's Mishnah in Masechet Taharot is Perek Beit, Mishnah Gimel. And so we've been talking about, since the first Perek, we've been talking about the issues of very particular cases in which we use these very particular cases of Tumas Eichlin that had to do with Achila and Nivlas Oftar, which has to do with its dual nature of being an Avatuma and also being Eichlin, as ways to explore the various interrelationships with Mashkin and Ochlin and what the possibilities are. Remember that the Mishnah is constructed all over like this. We first talk about the exciting detail kind of thing to get a sense of the interaction of various sugyas so we can see them sort of in a broader context. And then we go on to describe the specifics that we were really taking into consideration that you were supposed to discover out of the first Perek and Mishnayos until now. So now we're just going to be talking about actually the entire Seder of Tumah V'Taharos, which again was took for granted that there was the difference between Kadesh and between Truma and between Chulin. And we had already introduced in the past Mishnah, Chulin Shenasu Al Taharos Truma, which led us also to the question discussed in Chulin. What about Chulin Shenasu Al Taharos HaKadesh? Remember, that was where the person defines what he's using as, in his mind, being the equivalent of Truma, even though it isn't. And because of that, we have a Rabbonan set of things that are Mekabel almost entirely. They're dinim of Tuma the way that actual Truma would be, even though it's Chulin Shenasu Al Taharos Truma. And according to one Shita, you could do the same thing of Chulin Shenasu Al Taharos HaKodesh. So we actually have five different categories of the types of Eichlin. We're still going to be focusing on Eichlin. And those are the differences between Chulin, Truma, Kadesh, Chulin Shenasu Al Taharos HaKadesh, and Chulin Shenasu Al Taharos Truma. And generally speaking, remember, the halacha is that, as we see all over, the greater the madrega of the thing is, this is not only by the question of foodstuffs, the greater the level of presence of the thing, and that's all das, again, remember, oriented, the more likely it is, the more vulnerable it is to tuma. So a human being can become tummy, an animal can become tummy, the food, the animal when it checked it can become tummy because it is already part of the human's usage. A kli can become tummy as part of the human usage. But the same thing is true in terms of the madrega, as we already saw. If something is just chulin, so it can only carry a maximum of a sheni betuma. If something is truma, it can carry a psul of shlishi betuma, which would create revi on something that is kadesh. If something is poras chatas, it even has a chamishi, which is the maximum that we find, which we found back in para. So that is our general understanding. Okay, remember also the nafkamina between tame and posel. Tame means it could pass its tuma along, and posel means it stops here, but the thing itself is not usable. So if it's, let's say it was truma and it's a shlishi, it's not really tame because it won't, it's important to remember. When we say it's not really tame, we mean within its own set, it's not really tame. It's important to recall that. In other words, truma, which is poso and is only a shlishi, is still going to turn kodesh into a revi. It just won't affect truma. It certainly won't affect chulin. So each thing, when we say it's possible within its own context, doesn't mean that it's not going to be able to damage something else. So let's say we say that chulin cannot become a shlishi, can only become a sheni. That's all very true for chulin. But if chulin will touch truma and it's a sheni, then it will possibly the truma, right? I mean, that's the whole thing, the stam yadayin that we started with. Okay, so whenever we use those words, we mean bustle within its set. Tame would mean that it can even be metame something within its own set. So let's start now at the beginning in which we're talking about chulin. So, Harishon Shebechulin, so this is our lowest madrega. We're talking about foodstuffs that is chulin. Now, just you should know that there's, if you're looking here at the Bartanura, you'll get a totally different explanation of the Mishnah than the one that I'm going to use. I'm going to follow the Rambam. There's a lot of problems in the Bartanura's explanation. The Bartanura is following the Pirish of the Rush. The Rush himself actually says on his own that there's a lot of problems with his Pirish. So we might as well stick to what appears to be the way the Rambam understood it based on Mishnah Torah anyway. Okay, so if you have a Risha Natuma, so that means that it came into contact with an Avatuma, so it would be Tamei, and it would be Metamei, additional Eichlin of Chulin, and it would make them a Sheni Latuma. But the Sheni of Chulin actually is only Posel. Now that would be the correct Girsa, according to most Beforshe, not Posel, because if you're saying it's posel, then you're saying it's posel out of its context. And what we usually mean when we say something is metame or posel, it means within its context. And it actually is not posel within its context. It doesn't do anything to other chulin. So the girsa that we use in all of these mishnayos is wherever it says posel, we're going to switch it to pasul, which is basically consistent with most of the mafarshim. So the shenim, it would actually be pasul. Now, what does that mean? It's pasul. I mean, truma is pasul because you can't eat it. Kachim is pasul because you can't eat it. But how could chulin be pasul? I mean, who cares? Well, somebody who is eating truma, chulin, on Tyrus truma, he cares, right? Ah, so that would be the point. If you're telling me that it would be, the sheni would be pasul, so then, I mean, what that would mean is that it actually, to somebody who's makbid on it, it would actually be something that he would be makbid on. Fine. Now, if it's a shlishi, how would there be a shlishi? Well, we already said there's no such thing as a shlishi on chulin unless it's chulin shenasu ataras truma. Ah, so again, that's what we're referring to over here. If it's a shlishi, meaning that it was nasa, al tairas truma, you should know that that's all very nice to view it as truma in your own mind. However, if you actually have real truma and you've got shlishi in this chulin, then that shlishi can be eaten together with a nezid adema. Nezid adema means you've got like a cereal nezid or you've got some kind of mixed dish. That includes a lot of truma stuff in it, which has maybe it's got shemen of truma, or it's got tavlin of truma, since truma is not affected by a shlishi. So even though you're calling this a shlishi b'chulin, makes no difference. And you would be able to actually put truma together with it, and it wouldn't make any difference at all. So that...
Maybe what does that mean? What is that shlishi? We're talking about chulin. What is that shlishi?
I just explained that if somebody is eating shlishi, altaris truma, so we said before.
Okay, Gemara means altaris hakodesh.
Altaris truma. Please listen. Altarat truma. It's not so pushit that taras hakodesh is meaningful because there you're attempting to create a something that is beyond your ability to create. So that's a machlokas. But altaris truma, we said before, that was the Mishnah before. We said, in what kind of chulin shenasu altaris truma? And we're continuing on with that idea over here. So a truma, which in your, a chulin, which in your mind, since you're very makbid and you've got truma around, you want to make sure everything that you own is not going to be tamei if it were truma. So you treat it like truma. But even though it is a shlishi, even truma, which is usher to eat as a shlishi, that's already, it really is pasul. You're not allowed to eat it. But in this case, you could mix that shlishi with truma that's kosher, and obviously, you can't mix real truma that's shlishi with truma that's kosher, because then anybody else would eat because of the truma that is shlishi. But here you have chulin that's shlishi, and there's no iser. So therefore, if it's mixed with truma, it won't affect it, because truma is not affected by a shlishi. So this basically puts together all of the maximal problems we could have with chulin. So, and therefore it would mean no problem. And if it were, even if it were real truma, it wouldn't be metame the truma. It's just that we can't use that case, obviously. Okay, now let's take a look at the next level down. The same thing would apply to both Rishon and Sheni when it comes to truma, because even a Sheni could actually be metame other truma. Of course, it'll only passel them, but it gives off tuma to truma, right? So this Rishon would make another member of its set, that is truma. The Rishon makes the truma into a truma sheni. The sheni touches the truma, makes it a truma shlishi. The shlishi itself is possible, as we said, we're changing the girsa. The shlishi itself indeed is possible, but since it cannot give off tuma, so it's not metame. So therefore, of course, if it touches kodesh, that would be metame kodesh. That's true. And therefore, could you eat it with kodesh? Absolutely not, because it will be metame kodesh. Remember, the word pasul means pasul within its set. It doesn't mean that it won't carry truma to something that is more sensitive than its set, right? So if that thing, which is a truma shlishi, which you say, well, that can't be metame. Yes, but it could be metame kodesh. So therefore, if it's a revi, now it's true. If there would be a revi of truma, how could there be a revi of truma? Ah, here we touch upon what Mo mentioned a moment earlier. A revi of truma would only be possible when you are eating your truma. Not your chul, you're eating your truma to Tiras HaKadosh. So let's say we have a Kohen who has truma, but he also has, in his home in Yerushalayim, he also has lachmei teda. Right? He's allowed to be eating lachmei teda. Well, he doesn't want his lachmei teda to come into touch with something that's only on a madrega of being shomer for truma, because remember, shomer for truma is not considered to be shomer for kadesh. So therefore, what does he do? He has a conscious awareness of all of his food, which is either truma or kodesh, that it's all essentially kodesh. He's not going to make any nafkamina in his mind between them. Ah, so then that would mean that this particular truma, being as it's made al taras hakodesh, see how we managed to get in all of our categories here. So being as it's made al taras hakodesh can be mekabel a revi. But it cannot give any kind of problems for kodesh. So therefore, if you have something that had kodesh in it, so let's say you have a nezid hadema, and it isn't really truma, and the kodesh in it is only being exposed to a revi, then the kodesh is completely kosher. You couldn't do this with real kodesh because you're not allowed to eat real kodesh that's possible. So, but if you have ersatz kodesh, that is to say truma, that's not sual taras kodesh, there's no iser in eating that. So therefore, if it's a revi, you can even mix it with real kodesh. So let's say there's shemen of kodesh that's there. So then you would still be allowed to eat it. Or it's mixed with some of the flour of a menachas or whatever, you'd be allowed to eat it. Because a revi cannot be metame, even kodesh. Next Mishnah. Now, this is very beautifully constructed because you could see exactly how each one adds one layer, whether in terms of the original food stuff, Harishon Shebechulin, Harishon Vasheni Shebechruma, Harishon Vasheni Vashlishi Shebekodesh, right? And each one also adds one additional darga in terms of the next accessible set in terms of Al Taharat. So the Kodesh introduces Altaras Truma, and the Truma introduces Altaras HaKodesh. It's really very information-dense. It's just brilliant, what can I tell you? All right, it's Mamish poetry. So, Arishon Vasheni Vashlishi Shemekad.
Mishnah Hey.
Ah! Thank you, Shmu. Perek Beit Mishnah Hey Harishon Hasheni Hashlishi Shevakodesh. They are both Tmeim and Mitamim. So they can actually be Mitame, something else in their set. But once it was Mekabel, a Revi Bekodesh, cannot be Mitame, other Kodesh. It can only Pasel. And therefore, the Revi is Pasel, but it's not Mitame. How about if it's a chamishi? So, where would there be, this is great, where would there be a chamishi if we just said that the Revi cannot pasul kodesh? Chulin shenasu al tairas pora. So then, you could actually have a chamishi b'kodesh, and then that chamishi, which is only because you accepted on yourself that darga of taira, would be edible even Benazid HaKedesh, and you could eat that in Mamish freely without worrying with anything. Because there's...
Maybe, how could it be Chulin?
Chulin? No, it's Kodesh in Echalataras Parah. Each one is the next Darga up. Right? So Kodesh Shenasu Altairas Parah Aduma would be a Chamishi, would be able to be Mekabel a Chamishi. This is great. Okay, so now we've got all of the various dargas, all the way from Rishon through Chamishi. Now, Mishnah, Perek Beit, Mishnah Vav. So how about the question of liquids? We've been talking now, the whole first part was all about the way that liquids and solids interrelate and the way that you're able to actually, we had the machlokas of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, something that can become the same level through a liquid. Let's talk about the liquids, which we haven't yet. We've been talking about Eichlin. So now, let's go back to talking about the Sheni Shebechulin. So, B'Sheni Shebechulin, because it is a real tummy and not just basal, it actually can be mitamei mashke chulin. Why mitamei? Why not basel? Because remember our general takona. Mashkim or chozrin liot tchila. And that was, remember, mashkim bedavka. It's not Nogia Erchlin, and this is because of the general rule that Mashkim are Alulim Lekabel Tuma. Since they are something that are Mashir, other things, and they're immediately accepting of Tuma, and we have Mashkim that are Mamish also themselves actually Tame, so because of that, they have a very special takona that we're makbid on mashkin, as if there's no such thing as risha and vishini and so on. Every mashkin that's mitame is automatically a risha. So because of that, it can be mamish, turn something which was a tohar into a Rishon, even though it itself is a Sheni. This was the logic that we used in the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua before. Agabe, the din of somebody who is posel Tumas Gvia. And posel Ochle Truma, so it ruins Ochlin of Truma because it makes them into a Shlishi. And as we said, when we said it's actually not going to be Tame and can't be, it's only puzzle, that was only within its own set. However, it's still going to make actual Truma into a Shlishi. So there's two things that it can do. It may not affect Chulin Eichlin, that's true. A Sheni Shebechulin cannot affect anything else. But it can affect two things. Mashkin, and it goes ahead and turns them into a Rishon, and Truma, because it goes ahead and it passes Truma, and it makes them into a Shlishi. Okay, that's what a Sheni does. What would a Shlishi do? So a Shlishi of Truma, which we said, It can't be metame anything else. Wait a minute. That means it can't be metame anything else within its set. It is the set of ochlin that are truma, which means that it could be metame things that are outside of its set. So now the din over there would mean that if there is mashkin, it will turn those mashkin of kadesh into a rishon. That it can do, because it's out of its set. Now, this is different than the equivalent of chulin. Chulin was able to turn even mashkin of chulin. That's important to remember. So that even though it itself, we said, can't go further, but it can still be metame. And we saw this before in the Mishnayos when we were talking about the kikarot, that the ochlin, even of chulin, can be metame. And that's how we explained the mission at the end in Perek Aleph. So chulin can be metame, mashkin of chulin, even though it's a sheni. But that's because when it's a sheni, that is its lowest level. But it can still passel ochle truma, and it will actually be, a sheni is viewed as real tuma. But shlishi in truma cannot be matami its own mashkin. So it's different than chulin, which can be matami its own mashkin. So shlishi is not viewed in the same context as a sheni, which is real tuma, and shlishi is always viewed as a psul. A psul, something which is only passel, is not metami its own mashkin. It's certainly not its own ochlin. But it can be metami, meaning turning it into a rishon, mashkin of kodesh, and it can turn into a revi, ochlin of kodesh. So this is the next step down. And it makes them into a revi. Now, when do we say that a shlishi of truma can make kodesh into a revi? Now, this is not so pusher. That would be in the case where it was nasu l'taras hakedesh. Avol im nasu l'taras truma, then it's metame shnayim uposel echa. All right, so here we get into one of the differences between the approach of the Rambam and the other approaches. So now, when we add these words, shna'asu L'tayras HaKadosh. So what are we saying? When are we telling you that a shlishi of truma is able to actually passel Eichlin of Kadosh, but not be metame Eichlin of Kadosh? That's where the truma itself is nasal Tayras HaKadosh, because its din is the equivalent of a shlishi of Kadosh, even though it's only a virtual shlishi, but the Rabbanim gave that a din of a shlishi. And therefore, it actually makes Ravi Bekedesh. Aval, imnasu l'tayras truma, suppose that this truma was not, in your mind, very chomor, and you're going to treat it as if it's Kedesh to avoid having any contact with Kedesh in your home. It was only made, it is truma, and it was made like truma. And that was your machshava. Then, the shlishi that we're talking about, would be metame shnayim uposel echad bakodesh. Why is that? Tyras truma is actually more chomer if it isn't made al tyras hakodesh. Because tyras truma, because of our gezera, is considered to be actually tamei when it comes to kodesh, remember? Because the shmira of truma is not good enough for kodesh. So as far as kodesh is concerned, it's really tamei. You think that it only came into contact with sheni. Oh, we don't know that. We don't trust you, a semi-human, who's only aware of the kedusha level of shmira of truma. You know, so this subconscious human, we're not going to trust him. And because of that, we're going to view it as actually tamei. The shlishi now becomes a rishon because of our takona. So it's even more chomer, you see. It becomes more chomer if it was only chomer for truma. And it becomes less chomer if it was chomer for kodesh, because then we really treat it as only a shlishi. But if you were not shomer it for the darg of kodesh, then we view it vis-a-vis kodesh as being itself a rishon and not a shlishi. So therefore, it can now go all the way down and be metame two levels down, plus an additional level of psul. So it'd be the equivalent of a rishon b'chulin that now is able, as we said, it's metame shnayim and posel echad b'kedesh. Remarkable, right? Okay, now this approach is actually not the Rambam's approach. This approach of reading the end of the Mishnah is very complex, the end of the Mishnah. When do we say it where it's Truma Shana Satar Zakedesh? But if the Truma itself was only Tyrus Truma, so then it's considered to be Tummy. Okay, so this is the approach of the Rush, it's the approach of the Rabbi Tanura over here, and it's the approach of the Rush. You want to pass some of that coffee through, Barnea? Thank you. Okay, but the other approach, which is the way the Rabbah understands the Mishnah, is that the piece that goes uposel ochle kodesh, he understands that the words shenasu altaras hakodesh is not referring back to what we just said. Meaning it's not ashlishi bekodesh that we're talking about over here. What kind of shlishi a shlishi betruma. What kind of shlishi betruma are we referring to? We're referring to truma shenasu altaras hakodesh. That's not the way the Rambam reads it. The Rambam reads it as posel la'ochle kodesh. And when it says imnasu l'tayras truma, that's going back on the shlishi betruma. So in other words, hashlishi betruma, according to this, mitame mashka kodesh, uposel la'ochle kodesh, and, according to the Rambam, also, even posel chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh. So according to the Rambam, he's paskening like the man the Omar who holds that chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh also has a din of extra kedusha, and the same way that shlishi shabetruma is metame mashka kodesh, and ochle kodesh pasels, it's also going to do the same thing for ochlin of chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh. So he inserts here this new quality of chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh, which means that the machlokas rishonim here in the Mishnah is actually dependent on how you would learn in the machlokas in the Gemara and chulin about whether there's such a thing as chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh directly or not. So it would be dependent in the psak of that Gemara as well. And then the Mishnah would continue. So what we're talking about over here, so to speak, is what are we talking about over here? Dafka, real truma. So this is b'shlishi shenasu altaras truma. But if it was chulin that was nasu l'tayras truma, it's a totally different approach to the Mishnah. If it was chulin shenasu altaras truma, then it would be metame shnayim uposo echad b'kodesh. So in other words, it would mean that you have rishon sheni as tuma, shlishi is posel, and even if the sheni and shlishi would be kodesh, they would not be able to make revi b'kodesh. Because since the halacha is that the rishon of chulin shenasu altaras truma, it's all started with, it does not go beyond a shlishi, even when it's coming into contact with kodesh. So therefore, the Rambam is saying that the Chachomim made a bedavka distinction between chulin shenasu altaras truma and truma atzma, in that chulin shenasu altaras truma can never go beyond shlishi. Okay, so that would be another kiddush of the Rambam. And furthermore, the shlishi of real truma that actually touches ochel kodesh makes it a psul, so it becomes a revi. But chulin shenasu altaras truma does not make a revi if it touches kodesh. So this is the Rambam's kodesh in the Mishnah. He's reading a lot splitting up the two pieces on the bottom into the two different parts of the resha of the Mishnah. And because of that, it was a lot easier for me to be mefarish the Mishnah, according to the Bartanura, according to the Rash and the Rosh, which learns it that it's going very straightforward, and it's being machadesh, that chulin shenasu al tyrus truma has got a problem in that it's, in terms of real kadesh, it wasn't shamur. And therefore it goes back to actually being a risha. That was the chiddush of the Rosh of the Mishnah. Okay, Rabosai. Whew. This last piece is definitely complex. All right, but meanwhile, we've gone through the main dinim of the five different categories, according to the various Rishonim, which is Chulin, Truma, Kadesh, Chulin Shenasu Altaris Kadesh, and Chulin Shenasu Altaris Truma. And the truth is, I very much oversimplified, because remember, we took the Mishnayos as meaning Truma Shenasu Altaris HaKadesh. And that actually adds another level, because according to the way the Rosh was learning it, Chulin Shenasu Altaris HaKadesh has in it a completely different problem, in that it's considered to be Tomei Legabe Kadesh. It's not a Maila, it's a Chisara.